For a long time, we've been teaching through authentic Christianity. Obviously, that is where we're going to continue. What Christianity is not authentic. If it's not authentic, we don't want to do it. We don't want to teach through it. We don't want to know about it. But authentic Christianity is the only Christianity that is real. Others are fake. And we have many miniseries. Today we'll be looking at, I'm going to start a new miniseries, Rejoice in the Lord Always. Praise the Lord. Do you want to rejoice in the Lord always?
Yes.
Please wave if you want to join me. Rejoice in the Lord always. Praise the Lord. And then we've just been singing this song, Through the Storm, He is Lord. Okay? That shows that always is not smooth. Always in God is smooth. But these changes in life is not, you know, on a straight line. There are times you are going uphill. There are times it is flat ground. There are times you are going in the slope. Down. Going down. But we're told here, rejoice in the Lord always. In fact, if you check where that came from, Philippians 4:4, Apostle Paul repeated himself, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The Lord wants you to rejoice in 2020. He wants you to rejoice in Him always. And we thank God for the Bible passage that Edward alluded to, the Lord telling us to abide. He told us at the night vigil. He told us, reminded us as we had the crossover service. And we'll be looking at that again. Because it seems as if it's a double-edged thing. Abide in me. If you read what it says clearly there, in verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Remain in me, in Christ, and Christ remains in you. You see, it's a two-way thing, a double remain. It's not one Brexit and one remain. It is remain, remain. Say remain, remain. Double remain. If you remain in me, and I remain in you. So, if you want to break that down, is it possible for you to know the Lord and not remain in Him? Yes. Because it's touch and go. Just come to a meeting, you enjoy it, you ask the Lord to be your Savior, and you go and forget about Him. You haven't remained. Actually, Jesus said it, that anybody who comes and does not remain, if He says He does not remain, that means you have had the contact. Not so. You don't remain. It's like someone just being, wood being put together and thrown into fire. That's not good. The Lord wants us to remain. We'll hear more about that. Rejoice in the Lord always is the miniseries. And this morning, I will try to limit it because we have to pray. Is grace and peace in suffering is the one I will be talking about. Grace and peace in suffering. When you hear about grace and peace, you don't want to put suffering there. But, suffering is what comes. Imagine, if you write a book on how you will be blessed, how you will continue to be blessed, people will buy it. If you sing a song, wonderful song, how it's all blessing, people will listen to it. But when you mention suffering, people try to deny. And sometimes they actually cannot cope. And then when some Christians go through suffering, they think, oh, have I lost it? God, where are you? It's not comfortable, but we're told here, you can have grace and peace in suffering. How did Jesus put it? He came to the 12. He came to them and said, that I want to tell you I'm telling you these things so that you have peace in me. Then he went further. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Okay? I'm talking authentic Christianity. You can jump around and promise ourselves someone that cannot drive. You say, you will get a helicopter. Say, amen. You will get a plane, even though they've not made it. Say, amen. No. Be careful. You can't even drive. Someone is promising you a plane. It's just stoking your ego. When things are good, God is with you. You want to be in the boat where Jesus is. I want to ask you a question. But before I ask you some questions, have you ever been betrayed? Oh, thank you very much. Those who have owned up slowly, the hand is coming up. Let me tell you a story about two women. They've been friends from before primary school. And they grew up and they both had children. And one of them had two jobs. He was a single mother. But she noticed that her house, that her money was always getting missing. She just could not think of how it could happen. Her child was too young to be able to get to where she was keeping the money. So after a long time, she decided to put a camera. She put a camera there to catch the person. And then she went upstairs to do something and came downstairs and saw that later on she checked the camera, CCTV, and saw that it was her best friend that was taking the best friend took the money and hid it. She collapsed when she saw the picture. She could not believe it. People have been betrayed. Betrayed outside, betrayed even in the church. You know, a famous pastor that we respect a lot told this story, how he was invited to preach in a church and about marriage, divorce, and a remarriage. So he came and preached what the Bible says. Preached what was in the Bible. He thought he had preached very well. Amanda is saying we should read the Bible. Yes, we should read the Bible. And Jesus Christ also said, let the word abide in you. Let the word, not just read it, let it be in you. Then you begin to do exploits. You ask what you will. If you hear my word, let the word stay in you. You will begin to do incredible things. So this man preached. After preaching, the pastor of the church, when he got to a place, grabbed him by the neck and pinned him against the wall. Said, never preach that type of sermon in this church again. The man was shocked. All he preached was the word of God. Say the word of God. The word of God. It turned out later that the pastor was on his third marriage. And that the pastor said it will upset many people in the church. Is it many people is upsetting or what God says? What about God? What about God? What does God say? I've told you many times and I'm telling you again, I want to make heaven. You can be a pastor and not make heaven. You can, of course you know now, you know the type of things you see that you hear about. Yes, you can be a pastor and not make heaven. You are building your kingdom. You are just adding on a bit of Jesus here, a bit of Jesus there. He's saying, abide. Are you abiding? Yes, there's this thing about problems coming. But we have grace. Apostle Paul that wrote this to Philippians, because we'll be teaching through Philippians about rejoicing in the Lord always. Apostle Paul was in prison, awaiting execution. Talking about you can have grace and peace in suffering. The people of Philippi had also had challenges at that time. But Apostle Paul was saying, you can have grace and peace in any situation. Of course, we know various people in the Bible had that. So, have you ever been betrayed? Has anybody lied against you? At work, at home, or even in the church? Has anybody misrepresented you? The answer is yes. We all have issues. We all have people that, you know, they start well and they don't continue well. You wonder, what is this? That is why we thank God we have one Bible. We can all say, there's no problem. Let us check it out. What does God say? If it were my kingdom, I would write another Bible. I won't call it a Bible. Maybe you will write another Bible. No. So what does God say? And we help ourselves in love. No condemnation to be able to abide. We're supposed to help one another. Praise the Lord. Suffering is a state of undergoing pain. You know about it. Distress or hardship. The first Sunday of the year is not when he's talking about suffering. No, it's part of the package. Part of the package. Maybe your suffering is just the weather. The weather has been too cold for you when you woke up. Or someone upset you. Maybe it's your sibling. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your wife or your husband. These things happen. Not so. These are normal things. We are normal people. Praise the Lord. Of course, we know that suffering wasn't in the books when God made the earth. We know how it came through sin. But we're told here that we can have grace and peace in difficult situations. Later on, I will tell you, we'll share together how we can make sure that we are on the right side, even when we are going through challenges. Look at the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Name one person who did not go through challenges. Jesus, the Bible says, Hebrews 12:2, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. The cross is something that you shouldn't be able to endure. It was hard, difficult, public, painful. And Jesus, because of the joy, he endured the cross. He suffered the shame. And we thank God that today, his name is the name above every other name. Praise the Lord. Let us look at the Bible passage that we're taking this from. Apostle Paul wrote to and Timothy, servants of Christ, Jesus. Wrote in 1 Philippians 1 and 2. To all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. A man in prison, in hardship. He had an encounter again about this Apostle Paul. One day he was going to pray. In Acts 16, he was going to pray. He was going with Silas. Then he saw a girl. And the girl was saying everything that was right. The girl had the power to tell the future. She had the spirit to tell the future. Not to be saved herself, to tell the future. So he saw Paul and Silas and said, oh, these are the men of God wanting to tell you the way of salvation. That's good. I will employ that one in part of our outreach team. Not so. All the things she said was correct. But after some time, it worried Paul. The spirit wasn't right. Discernment. This is not right. But they had turned it into cash. The girl had the spirit. The spirit was telling people about the future. And then the people were making money. So Paul saw the lady and said, in the name of Jesus, you spirit, get out. And the spirit got out of her. And she could not do the thing anymore. Of course, the people that were making money, the handlers, got Paul and Silas. Lied against them, took them to the magistrates. They beat them up. black and blue and yellow and pink. They beat them up. Different colors. They beat them up. The Bible says the Romans beat them up terribly. If Romans beat you up normally, it's bad. If they themselves say they're beating you terribly, you are almost dead. You are just waiting. How do I know this? Check, Google the Roman whip. Long, it had their bones, across. So that when they hit you and pull you, flesh will come out. So when they themselves say Paul and Silas were beaten terribly, you know that they were beaten terribly. Then they threw them in jail. Because, they put them inside, they held them down. What did they do? Apostle Paul. That's where you are tested. That's why some people start well as Christians, and after some time, other things begin to happen. Judas managed for 3 years, not so? And Lucifer for some time, until he was thrown out of heaven. You can get people like that. They start well. My prayer for you and my prayer for myself, like I told you, I want to make heaven. Praise the Lord. My prayer for you is that you will make heaven in Jesus' name. So it's so simple, because we have the same Bible, to check ourselves. I will correct you gracefully, graciously. You come to me as well, gracefully, graciously. Pastor, this thing is, why are you doing this? I say, that one, let me explain to you why. And you see, check it out. I myself am on you. I want to make heaven. Praise the Lord. Don't use the years of your Christianity to say you are there. Live moment by moment. This guy, Paul, with Silas, they put them in prison. The next thing we'll do today is to call the solicitor. And, to begin to feel bad. To say, God, where are you? They continued the prayer meeting in prison. The Bible says when night came, they were praying and singing hymns. What hymns? They had been beaten very black and blue. They were singing hymns. Heaven broke into that place. Many things happened, brothers and sisters. God, wow. They went to pray. They were beaten on, they did God's will. Cast out demons. They were beaten seriously. Put in jail. They continued to pray. And they had an audience. An active audience. The Holy Spirit had been working there. To make normal people listen to God is difficult. Not so. But to make prisoners who committed crimes, who were already in jail, listen. I will tell you why I know they were listening. When the Lord broke in, there was an earthquake in that place. They were praying. They were singing hymns. Grace and peace. They had grace and peace. There's no other thing that will keep you praising God in that situation. Even if they ask you to bring your change of clothing and your food for the night, and they put you in prison, it will be difficult for you to pray all night and sing hymns. One, there was an earthquake. Two, their chains broke loose. Three, the doors opened. Four, they did not escape. Prisoners, you open the door. What are they waiting for? What you tell me what prisoners are waiting for? Suddenly they are set free. You go, if they employ you, if you are in the prison service and you are working there, don't try this. If you leave the doors open, you will lose your job immediately. That's if you do not end up in prison. Once there was earthquake, the doors opened, their chains fell off. And they did not escape. It was so comprehensive that the jailer wanted to kill himself. Finished. Jesus said it is finished on the cross. The jailer said, "It's finished. I'm finished." Paul said, "No. You'll give your life to Christ first." The man said, "What can I do to be saved?" It doesn't happen. So the gates were locked. The place was open. The doors flew open. Their chains fell off. And the prisoners were there. They did not escape. Well, you know the rest of the story. Apostle Paul preached more to them. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He explained more to them. That's where repentance. Such things would have come in. The man believed. Come morning, saved. It was now Brother Paul. Paul became a brother. Grace and peace in trouble, in suffering. I'll give you another short story. It was Peter, imprisoned to be killed. Because he was imprisoned initially not to be killed by Herod, but when James was killed, and they were happy, so it was going to do the same, just continue with happiness as killing people. But the Lord and what the Christians were praying. Apostle Paul was doing what? Praying. Apostle Paul and Silas, praying and singing hymns. The disciples were praying, and an angel got Peter out. Also, guards everywhere, gates locked, everything opened. The chains fell off, the doors opened, they closed back, so that it was not as if they were going to say, "Who broke in?" No, nobody broke in, but Jesus broke them out. Amen? That is, what boat are you going to be in 2020? Now we have different shades of Christians. You want to take a little bit? No. Come in whole. Come in whole. Then you have grace and peace in any situation. You know, it's like I said before, you don't want to mention, suffering. But suffering, important thing is that whether you are up or you are down, when Jesus is with you, you're going to make it. You remember when Adi talked about Lazarus that had sores? He was, you could say he had problems, but he had grace. He had his faith. He had grace. He had peace. When he died, he went to be with the Lord. And the people who are alive now, there's nobody that was alive 200 years ago that is alive today. And there's nobody alive today that will be alive in 200 years' time. Okay? That's just it. But, Peter, the brothers and sisters were praying. The Lord sent an angel, they let Peter out. We thank God. When you have problems, don't lose hope. Just stop. Know who you have. Who do you have? Jesus. Know what Jesus has done for you. People have demonstrated it in the Bible. David demonstrated it in a different way. We said, "My God, we deal with you." He told Goliath that. You cannot say something against a living God. My God. No. Today, you are going. You are big. You are tall. But today, you are going down because you have uttered words against my God. There are other people. There was Daniel. Daniel had grace and peace in his God. That was why Daniel was employed. Who has recently got an employment? Can you wave, please? Thank you very much. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Imagine, he was just employed. And then they told him they were going to execute him. Because the people that were doing the work were not able to deliver to the king his dream and the interpretation. What did Daniel say? "Please, the person going to execute us, give us time." And he told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they prayed. That night, God gave them Daniel the vision and the interpretation. It did not end there. Later on in his life, when the king said, and his cohort said, don't bow, don't ask God or anybody anything, or deity anything for 30 days. He had this relationship that he didn't mind facing lions. The option was there. He decided to pray to God and risk being thrown to the den of lions. He was thrown into the den of lions and God was with him. Was that suffering? That was suffering. If you are put in a prison and you are told that you actually hear the lions next door, you hear them, they fight him because of hunger. And you know that they are not going to give them sandwiches. It's you that is going in there. Is that suffering? That is suffering. But he held on to God. And God honored him. There was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who they saw the fire. And they said, this is the statue. You just bow down. I said, no. They were not belligerent. They were not rude. They said, our God is able to deliver us. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we will not bow down to this. And they threw them in. They forgot that if you throw a child of God into fire and it's not God's time for that child of God to come home, the child of God will be okay. And that was what happened to them. You know the rest of the story. There was Esther. Esther, who could have looked after herself. And he said, pray and fast. I will go and see the king. If I perish, I perish. Grace and peace. Esther found it in prayer. Daniel found it in prayer. David found it with his relationship with God. Prayer. People as well go through scripture. God wants you and I to have that grace and peace in suffering. Praise the Lord. We thank God for 2020. Our God has spoken to us already. We should abide in him. Abide. Not temporary Christians, not part-time. What does God say? I know, but what do you expect me to do? I know, but. You know, the man of God, I told you, preached what God says. What God says in the Bible about marriage. And the pastor pinned him to the wall. You think it's only outside that you have suffering and hardship? No. But you don't give it. Be a people full of God's grace. And that's why God gives us the opportunity to open our hearts and worship him and glorify him. So how can we have this grace and peace in suffering? Before that, let's read Peter. 1 Peter 4, 12. Yes, please. 1 Peter chapter 4. Yes. That's Apostle Peter. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come to you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Praise God that you bear that name. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Praise the Lord. When they are suffering, check yourself first. When I have difficulty, I told somebody, I go to bed asking God, check me out. If there's anything that I've done that displeases you, please remove it. You are holy. Wash me clean. Okay? I sleep. When I wake up, I give thanks to God. I say, Lord, if there's anything that displeases you, I've only slept. I didn't have time to sin. But He is the one that is holy. I have to bring myself in line with a holy God, in the presence of a holy God, knowing that I have the power to revert, but He is holy. So I have to all the time abide. Abide in Him. So how can you maintain that? Say, don't let it be sin. Don't say, oh, I'm a Christian, but I stole at work. One day I went to Kathmandu. There are one of the times you go and then there's no bread for communion. Just go and buy quickly. I saw someone run out of the place, being pursued by the manager. I noticed, I know that person. He's a Christian. So the manager now told me he came to shoplift there and was telling me that they actually go for the expensive thing, the wine. They take it and run. I said, what? Of course, I kept quiet. I didn't tell the manager that that's a brother. I kept going. He said, do you know him? I said, yes, I know him. But I stopped there. How? If you suffer, let it be because you are a Christian. We don't live here. Don't let us not be in denial. Let's pray for the people in Australia and people in Bangladesh. You know, and people in India who, you know, the bad air, you know, the fires in Australia. Those people are like us. Richer than us in some cases. Strong. They just lost everything. Now, I've lost everything, including their lives. Just like that. So, we don't know when our time here will be up. And it's a good thing. Because we have a home that is everlasting. Praise the Lord. So, we are in the world, but not of the world. We know how to enjoy ourselves within the limits of God. You know, within the limits. You see some people, no matter how wealthy, billionaires, multi-billionaires, they actually don't know what to do with their money. But they are not enjoying themselves. They change, you know, the one of the richest in the world, Amazon, owner of Amazon. Yes, it's on tape. It's in the public domain. Even though this tape is online. Yes. Going to lose billions. Going to change his wife for an older woman. You know? Happiness, true joy, comes from God. True joy comes from God. And we have to open our hearts and say, Lord, help me. Someone defined peace, rejoicing. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Define rejoicing as to be full of joy when you make peace with who you are, why you are, and how you are. And it's only God that can give you that rest. To make peace with who you are, how you are, and why you are. Say, rejoice in the Lord always. When you know that the Lord is with you, your times are in His hands. He has conquered death. He has given you time here. He trusted you so much to say, I will give you time. Okay? I will give you all the things you need in Christ Jesus. I will give you the Holy Spirit to help you be changed from glory to glory. All you need to do is to abide. Not stay a little bit and go away. And come back a little bit. Don't take my chair. I have permanent chair and go away. I'm a member of council. The Lord says abide. He didn't say go yo-yo. Because there's every likelihood that Lot's wife, if she hadn't looked back, all she did was to look back. One time you are eating salt now and people say she became a pillar of salt. you remember her. Don't look back. Her own was narrowed down. Being saved or dying. Don't look back. She looked back. So, it only happens when you don't abide. The time you are away, that is when such things can happen. But if you abide, say, Lord, everywhere you are, help me. I will round up with something. I was, you know, a short story. I told you before how even in the toilet, God is there. We were invited to preach in a place, and what will I talk on? They didn't tell me. I kept on. I prepared many things. I said, Lord, help me. If you don't prepare, you don't know. You are given a certain time. How can I fill the time? I don't even know. So we got there. God, I will trust in you. The pastor was just playing the keyboard. I went to pray with the others. I came back. He just came and said, you will preach on this. Just told me I will preach. And it was about a minute to starting the meeting. So I said, can I go to the toilet? I said, yeah, I want to the toilet. I said, God, help me. And we thank God. God moved. God is in the toilet. He's everywhere. You can ask him. His grace and his peace will help you. So how can you ensure that you have grace and peace in suffering? One, know your foundation. Believe in Jesus as Savior of your sins. Savior of your soul. As your Savior, and repent of your sins. Believe in Jesus as Savior and repent of your sins. Many people believe, but they have not repented. It's half. Lot's wife left the place, but she turned, she looked back. Okay? Some people believe, but they have not repented. When you repent, it clears the murk, the evil, past, present, the chains coming down, family lines are broken. When you say, Lord, it's me and you, I come to you just as I am. I believe in Jesus. He's the Savior. Help me, Lord. Save me. Put my name in your book of life and help me by your Holy Spirit. Then the Lord saves you. You are saved. Note that day and be serious. And now read the Bible. Let the Word of God come into you and remain in you. Jesus said, let the Word, you know, take in the Word and let it remain. Okay? Those of you reading the Bible, all of us, read the Word of God, let it remain. So that when we act, we only act what the Holy Spirit is helping us to do. We act in relationship with what God says. Number two, remain in Christ. Live a life of obedience. That is how you ensure you have grace and peace in suffering. Remain in Christ. I said it before. It's not a temporary thing. Oh, I've been a Christian for 50 years. That you've just told me a number. All I see is you. You may have just stolen something. You may have just lied. Or carrying something against a brother or a sister. You should have dealt with all this in 50 years. Okay. Remain in Christ. Live a life of obedience. It's not my kingdom. It's what does God say. What does God say? And you do it. When you are struggling, say, Holy Spirit, help me. I want to do this thing. I know it's not right, but please help me not to do it. Oh, my body is screaming. But Lord, help me. I want to honor you. Then you have gone through suffering. You begin to see the help of God. Paul went to prison. Peter went to prison. He didn't say, Lord, why didn't you deliver them before they even went into the prison? Why did you allow Paul and Silas to get into prison. He should have just come before. What of the prisoners? What about the jailer and his family? The jailer and the family that got into the kingdom that day. What will have happened? Paul would not have met with the jailer if he hadn't gone to prison. But he went there. He continued his prayer meeting. He was singing hymns. Praise the Lord. Remain in Christ. The third one, fellowship with the Holy Spirit who gives peace within. When you come out for prayers, ask them if you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit. Ask people to pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then go to the Bible. Check. Check the Gospel of John. Check the Bible or Google. Say, what does the Holy Spirit of God do? Begin to learn. So you know who you have and what you have. And who is there to help you. And when Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, you will know what he's talking about. Then you give thanks and praise God, whatever the circumstance. You give thanks and praise God. At times we have said it, we are praying about something, just declare thanksgiving to God. Lord, I thank you. Just begin to praise God. What could Paul have done? And Paul and Silas, what could they have done? They had already beaten them. They put them in prison. But they just, okay. One thing you can't take from me is my prayers and my praise to a God that has promised me eternal life. That was why he was able to declare, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. When people spend time praying against their enemy, praying against, don't worry. That is not the prayer that God does. God says, pray for them. Bless them. Don't pray that they should die. God is able to handle that completely. Some people so pray that their enemies will die that they start to suspect people. That is not your remit. The Lord said, leave them. I can choose to save them. I will demand. I will leave them. That is, you just concern yourself with me. The whole movement, say fire, 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 fire. What fire are you pouring on your enemy? And you see that the people you have poured fire on, they are in 2020. That means that the fire didn't catch them in 2019. Okay? Did not show you, they say if you are doing the same thing as you used to do and you are not getting results, there's something they call it in management. Insanity. He says, you are doing the same thing that hasn't worked. But what does Jesus say about those who don't like you? Pray for them. Someone steals your wallet. Okay? Let me use that as an example with all your cards. Should that put him in hell forever? Pray for him. If he repents, that's wonderful. Look at the jailer. Paul left that place knowing that he had somebody working in the prisons. He had a brother in the prisons. Who? The jailer. When they see him, I say, hey, brother Paul, how are you? What do you have? You want me to come and eat lunch? We'll come and eat lunch. We'll pray first. It now became like that. As if you're in the same church in the home. All because Apostle Paul gave thanks and praised God even in his difficulty. Brothers and sisters, this is what God says. Today in many churches they will be claiming. Yes, I want to claim. What they claim is not less than what God wants to give you. But he said, just seek first my kingdom. Don't worry about claiming. I will bring it. I will supply it. So don't worry. Put all your energy in, seeking my kingdom and obeying me. Finally, do not let in unavoidable suffering through persistent sin. Persistency. There are things we do that we cannot do in public. Ask the Lord to help you. Stay there. Fight the battle by saying, God, this is what your word says. This is what my desire is. Lord, help me. Forgive me. Deliver me. Because the sin is taking you to hell. The M1 was closed for hours yesterday. The two drivers that died did not know they were going to die. If they knew they were going to die, they wouldn't be on the motorway. They would stay at home and call their family. You know, persistent sin. The things you cannot do publicly, you know. And if you don't know, don't start. Because it's difficult to get out of it. But if you're already in it, God is the deliverer. When he came in for Paul and Silas, chains broke loose. So when you genuinely seek him, and you are serious, that is the thing with our God. He knows when you are serious or when you are not. God help me. Praise the Lord. And this time we're going to be looking at grace and peace in suffering. What we were introducing, everything that we're introducing is about rejoice in the Lord always. We're supposed to have a clip, but don't worry. We'll see it another time and we'll call out people to come. We want to pray. We want to know the Lord as Savior and Lord. Fine. If you want to have more infilling of the Holy Spirit, if you want to pray for healing, ask people to pray. And if people have asked to pray, please come out. We're all the same. Okay? If there's anything you want the Lord to pray for you for, to help you for, and you want to pray about those things, please come out as well. And we'll begin to pray. Worship team can come back so that we can pray under the praise and adoration of God.